Joel Coleman.
Hey, Joel. Kevin, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Kevin?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's Friday.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Any big plans this weekend?
No, not at all. We had a big weekend last weekend with a big football game going on here, but they're playing out of town this week, and I think it's going to be a quiet weekend.
Is that Louisville?
Louisville. Louisville beat the second-ranked team in the country last weekend, Florida State. And this weekend they're playing out of town. Next weekend they play number 3, Clemson. So it's going to be a big prep week for next week, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I've been raving about them since week 1. And, you know, I had a lot of pushback here. Everybody's telling me, oh, they're not playing anybody. I'm going, it doesn't matter. This running back, quarterback receiver combination is just insane.
Oh, and then, he's amazing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun season. And then basketball is supposed to be good too. Basketball starts in another month and a half. so it's headed into my favorite time of year.
Basketball, there you go.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing to see them, both their football and basketball, go to the Final Four. I want to see them. I want to see Louisville take out Ohio State. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah. I've never been a big Urban Meyer fan, so we'll see. It's been fun so far. I mean, the whole city is behind this kid, and he's given us quite a show so far. I'm interested.
Absolutely.
Interested in seeing how it all turns out. What about you? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Not a whole lot. My son actually started tackle football this year, so we've been really busy with that. You know, they even at 11 years old, they're practicing 5 days a week, and so that's been keeping us busy. My daughter plays; she's 13, and she's 6 feet already, and she's a goalkeeper, and she's been playing some pretty high level competitive club soccer for a while now. So between the two of them, she practices 3-4 days a week, and then she has games on both Saturday and Sunday. So that's pretty much what we're doing, and then we'll try to sneak in some football on TV when we can. So it's kind of been it. Yeah,
my kids are all grown, and I mean, my daughter is a senior in college this year. The two boys are both graduated and working and doing well. I miss those days, you know, when your weekends, you knew you had a busy weekend because you were going to be doing stuff with your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I try not to take it for granted because, you know, I feel like I'm already counting the days. You know, my daughter's in eighth grade, so we figure we've got about 4 years of everybody living under the same roof, and so I'm just, you know, I try to take advantage of it as much as possible. And I tell my daughter I'm dreading the day that I drop her off at college and leave her there, and, you know, I tell her that's my biggest nightmare, and I ask her, you know, what do you think about that? And she goes, oh, Dad, I'm going to be like, peace out. I'm like, oh, thanks. I'm glad you're excited, but gee.
What you've described is exactly the scene when I drop my daughter off, and she goes to school in D.C.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, she looked up at me, and it was like, she's like, Dad, don't cry. I'm like, I'm trying not to. She said, I'm having a great time. It's going to be fine. I'm supposed to be reassuring her about how great she's going to do in college, and she's reassuring me. It was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
You'll see. It's all good, I have to say. All good.
Good. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm excited, obviously, that she wants to go, and is just excited already to get that college experience at, you know, in eighth grade. In eighth grade, I was, you know, more nervous about going to high school. And, you know, she, for whatever reason, I know why. My brother-in-law lives in Oregon, and her sixth grade teacher was a big Oregon fan. And they happened to kind of start going through their heyday in football, you know, in the last 5-10 years or whatever. So that's where she wants to go. It's a great school, great soccer school, you know, and she's a straight A student, so I just keep telling her, you know, you can go wherever you want to go, but I tell her, I say, don't look past Stanford, though, because that's still in California, and, you know, that's a great school, too, but her heart's set on Oregon, so, you know, I'm not going to stop her. She can go wherever she wants.
Oh, Good for her. That's great. That's great. Well, I know it'll all work out. What they think they want to do at this point is very different than what they, or can be very different than what they eventually decide to do. So a lot of growing to do, a lot of new things to explore. My son went into college bound and determined to be a pharmacist. He was going to be the world's pharmacist. Went here to UK, number two pharmacy school in the country. He was
Oh, wow.
all over it as a freshman. Got into his sophomore year, started taking anatomy, which he hated, and then came home one day and said, "Do you know what pharmacists do every day?" Yeah, pretty much. He said, "Oh my God, that's the most boring thing in the world." And by his junior year, he had transferred into a program in data analytics, and now he's one of these big data guys. He works with these massive software programs and moves data around for Humana. He's in their pharmacy benefits area, and he does all kinds of analyses on their members and what pharmaceuticals they're using. And so he's still got
Oh,
it. He's still
wow.
in the area, but he's doing something
Sure.
totally different than he thought.
Okay,
And
but he
from what I
loved
hear,
it.
loves it, having a great time.
Good.
Yeah. And working for a great company, works for Humana here in town, so he's doing well.
Good
He's
for
doing
him.
well.
That's the goal. I just want them to, have options, be
Yeah,
able to decide
absolutely.
what they want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds like she's a great kid.
She is. Both of my kids are good kids. I'm lucky. Son's a little bit more stubborn, and he's a boy. He just
Oh,
for
yeah.
whatever reason, football. I played baseball at a competitive level. Played a little bit of pro baseball, and he just the baseball was never really his thing. I wasn't one of those
Yeah.
hardcore, crazy, dads. He didn't really like it at 6'7". He stopped for a couple years, and he wanted to play again. So he played for a couple more years, and. It's funny, we won the city championship. He just loves trophies. He got this huge trophy, and the next day I took him out on a fishing boat. We went out in the ocean and had about 10 hours to kind of hang out, and he's like, "Dad, I just don't think I want to play anymore." I was like, "Seriously? Like, just won the championship yesterday, and he it just wasn't his thing. He's pretty high
Yeah,
strung, and it
yeah.
was a little slow for him, and there's no way I was going to push him to do something that he didn't really want to do. And started playing flag football. I went to high school with the Lionhearts, and Lionheart has this big flag football organization here in Orange County that's just blown up, especially since the concussion scares.
Oh,
Flag
yeah.
football has just become huge here, and with the weather, you can play year round. So he started doing that, and he was really enjoying it, and he's getting close to high school, so we signed him up for tackle, and it's just a whole nother world. They're a lot more disciplined 5 days a week, all the conditioning and the camaraderie and all that stuff that goes along with it is different from any other sport that I played football up through high school, and all of a sudden this year he's going into school and gets home and he's doing his homework. The 30 minutes of homework that used to take us 3 hours,
Yeah,
he's sitting
yeah.
down, he's getting it done, and he's maturing. So it's fun to see them go through their cycles and kind of grow up a little bit, and he's turning into an awesome young man, and
That's
it's a
wonderful.
fun experience. So
I have a friend here in town who's recently gone through the same thing with her son. She went through 2 years of hell where he, refused to do the work. Anything she said left, he said right. He said up, she said up, he said down. And he found that he had some pot problem. He was smoking pot with his friends and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, they kept working with him. And all of a sudden, he's like, homework's getting done. He's playing football, loves what he's doing, has better, great friends. It's like he's just completely turned himself around. He got dedicated and is doing all the right stuff now. So it's nice to see
Awesome.
those. Yeah, very nice to see
Yeah,
that happen.
because you never know what's gonna, and you try everything, but I don't know, light bulb goes on, or they
Yeah.
need to make the decision one way or the other, whatever makes it happen. I truly think that getting through 2 weeks of conditioning, and I don't know, I just think that he's realized that even if it's hard, doesn't mean that you can't do it, and
Better if it's
it just
hard
opened his
and you
eyes a
can
little
do
bit.
it. how much confidence does that give you in yourself? How you learn the value of hard work, and you see that you're maybe capable of more than you thought, and you know, these
right.
are all great experiences for kids. Yeah, it's fun. My wife's already starting to talk about grandkids. I'm not ready.
I'm
a much better grandfather than I was a father, I'm sure.
It sounds like the kids have done awesome, so give yourself some credit.
Thanks. They're doing great. They have good kids. I'm very proud of them. Very, very proud of them.
Neat.
So what's up? What can I do for you?
Well, I just want to check in on a couple things. Scott is out of town, so I thought I'd check back in. I know you guys were kind of tossing around that last loan. I'm guessing you probably are okay without it, but thought I'd check in. And then I had also sent you that invoice for that for the fee for the last note. So just wanted to kind of touch base on both of those items. Make sure you got the email.
I'm good right now. I'm good on cash right now. I do think, I don't know if Scott talked to you about this, but at the end of the year or in – you know, within the in December, I'm going to have to pay our. I have a couple of liabilities coming due that I need to pay, and I'm probably going to be short.
Okay.
So I either need to reborrow on some of the loans I have, or borrow new money. And then I should be clear into next year through next year to get everything taken care of. But I'm going to need about like right now. I'm going to need a couple hundred grand. And, that's the last thing I should need, and everything else should get paid off in time. We've restructured the business a bit. Our cash flow's improved, and so I'm feeling pretty good about the future, except for this last 200 grand that's due in December. So I don't know how you might want to work that, if it should be a new lender, if it could be reborrowing from the old lenders. I don't know how that best is handled. But that's kind of what I'm looking at going forward.
Yeah, I'll look into it. I depending on the time frame, when do you want the money so that you can handle those, you know, that payment or that debt? Is it end of December, beginning of December? That way I can look and see, you know, how far into the current loans you'll be.
Let's say end of November, beginning of December. I don't want to wait too long.
Okay. I'll look at that. I would imagine at that point, one of your loans should be, actually two of them, because I think they're right about the same time, should be up for renewal. And that's really the best way to go, because all remaining interest is forgiven at that point. It'll just be, I'll have to look at what the balances are at that point. The best thing to do might be to renew both of them, each for an additional $100,000. Depending on what your balances are, because I don't know that I can go up to three or 350. I think that those loans are capped at 250. So depending on what your balance is, I got to see, you know.
We'll take a look and see. Yeah, take a look at it and see, and then we'll talk more. The good news is I don't have to have it immediately.
Sure.
And I might not need it at all. We've got a couple of things that we've built for that. I'm not sure when they're going to get paid, and if one of them in particular gets paid sooner rather than later, I might not need it at all. But I need to start planning for that, and so I'm trying to put some feelers out and see where the cash might best come from.
Okay.
All right.
Makes sense.
Very good.
And then, did you see my email with that invoice? I know we talked about needing to get an invoice to pay that fee from the last loan.
I sent that on my accounting. Let me find out where that ended up. Have you haven't gotten it yet?
I haven't got it, but I only sent it a couple of days ago, and I know you typically, you know, mail the check. So if you got it and it's in the mail, that's fine. I just want to make sure that you received the email and that works for you.
Yes,
as far as the invoice.
I did have my account department. I don't know that we've issued the check yet. So.
Okay.
I will check into that as well.
All right, cool. Yeah, if you could just send me an email and just let me know if you have an idea of when it's going out or when to expect it. That way I can tell my funding department to chill out a little bit.
I'll do that. I will make sure I do that. I should be able to check on it. I think they're here. I'll check on. I should be able to get some word today.
Sounds good.
All right, sir. Well, you
have
a great
you.
Weekend.
Yeah, you do as well.
You're welcome. I'll, you know, if you get some feel for the numbers and how they work out and can let me know sometime next week or the following week, like I said, it's not an urgent thing, but I'd like to get some idea to my owners about how I'm gonna take care of this last piece of the puzzle.
And, okay.
I know they're going to be asking probably into next week sometime.
Yeah, no, I can definitely do that.
All right. All right.
You got it.
Well, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great time with those kids.
Thank you. I will. You have a great weekend as well.
I'll do that. I'm looking forward to kind of having a relaxing weekend. And in about two, three weeks from now, we go up to see my daughter in D.C. That's going to be fun. It's always fun being on a college campus.
Nice. Yeah, feeling that energy, huh?
Exactly. There is a definite energy on a college campus you don't get anywhere else. So it will be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
What's the weather supposed to be like where you're at this weekend?
This weekend is going to be hot still. I mean, we're still in summer. It's like 90 degrees outside right now. It was supposed to be 93 this afternoon. But then Monday, a front goes through, and it's going to be mid-70s all next week. So we'll finally...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We've had a pretty mild summer, and just this last week, all of a sudden it was extremely humid, and then it really cooled off yesterday, and all of a sudden it's supposed to be back in the 90s this weekend, which we really haven't hit the 90s, I think all but maybe one or two days all summer.
Wow.
So kind of strange as far as climate in general.
90 is just too hot. It's just...
Yeah.
You go outside, your body just goes, I don't want to be here.
Exactly.
I don't know how people live in those climates where it's 102 every day. I just don't understand how you can live in that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll visit, you know, Arizona here during the summer, and you're walking, if you're outdoors anywhere, any kind of outdoor mall or restaurant or shopping center, you know, they've got misters everywhere, and just, I wouldn't want to go outside, you know, and all these pro athletes, you know, they're all moving to Scottsdale, they all live there in the off seasons, and retire there, and you know, they get a lot of property for the money, but I like to be outside, you know, and
yeah.
So once you get over 100, unless you're sitting in water, there's no reason, in my opinion, to be outside.
I agree with you. Well, they say that the two best things about living in Louisville, Kentucky are May and October, so we're we're about to go into the best month of the year. Typically October is beautiful, and football's been going on, so it's, you know, you get these really beautiful fall days, and the leaves start to turn, and it's really pretty around here.
Man, interesting. Two of our best friends, a family that my kids have kind of grown up with since, I guess first or second grade, they had moved here from, he's from Ohio. He went to Ohio State, but he ended up graduating from Louisville, and so did his wife. She's from Louisville. And they've been telling, I mean, for years, they've been trying to get out there for the Derby, and, you know,
sure.
they rave about, you know, Louisville and Ohio, and I can't remember the city where he's from, but, we've never gone, and we keep talking about getting a trip out there, and we need to do it. I'll let you know if we make it out there this year. It sounds like that whole Derby week is just amazing.
Derby is fun. Derby's a lot of fun. If you can get out here for Derby, it's a special event. It's one of those iconic events that if you're into horse racing at all, it's not just about the horse racing. It's about the hats and the
mm-hmm.
horses and parties and the mint juleps, and there's just a whole thing that goes along with it that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're kind of copycats out here. We're kind of wannabes. You know, we've got Del Mar, which is, Yuppieville, and they have their opening day, and, you know, they do the hats, but it's like, you know, it's miniature version of, you know, the Derby, not even just the size and the attendance and but just the extreme sense of, you know, the hats and just the whole, I guess, feel of it. You know, we try to do the best we can, but it doesn't even compare.
Well, come out here. If you get out here for Derby, let me know, and we'll definitely get together.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Sounds I got to run.
All right. You have a great weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon. Thanks again. Bye-bye. All right, bye.